If one big, beautiful bill has left you with one big, confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.
Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. I am Father God Darren Karp here with Mother God, who's giving you like kind of a queen wave, like Stevie Nicks, Gypsy,
Scarlet Witch.
Sorry, Scarlet Witch. Oh, yes. John, let me try this with authenticity. John, what a great shirt. It looks so good on you, and I wish I had one myself.
Thank you. By the way,
for those who don't know,
set me up. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to set him up perfectly, but he's wearing a Scarlet Witch sweatshirt, of which he reminded all of us that he has a matching hat for. If you're on YouTube, John, shouldn't they smash that subscribe button? And so that way they can see your little Scarlet Witchies. That's what they need.
Yeah,
they need
my
to see
Scarlet,
your little
Witchies are on full display on the show, if you're interested, if you're looking at them Patreon.
That's correct.
On YouTube, I do have a Scarlet Witch sweatshirt on today. We're recording this. I know it's going to be over. Halloween will be over. Will be over.
But
by
then
the time
they have
this-
the... Then they have Dia de los Muertos.
That's true. Yeah, lots of spooky stuff still kind of going on. And the Agatha All Along finale, which I talked about on NMR, is going to be really exciting for me. So I'm just in a witchy mood, you know? What I'm realizing, too, is I'm really sad that our Halloween backgrounds can only last one. This might be the last week for them.
Well, speaking of which, considering this is going to be probably our last Halloween episode for the year, if you had to pick your favorite, I mean, I understand Hocus Pocus is in the back, so you can say Hocus Pocus.
So is the Scarlet Witch, though.
What is your favorite Halloween witch movie? Doesn't have to be Halloween. What is your favorite witch movie?
Witch movie. Well, obviously Hocus Pocus is like right up there. I would say, there's the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which includes the Scarlet Witch herself.
Yeah, totally.
Which is a good one. Yeah, right there. Exactly. You know, one of the ones that's coming to mind, I won't say that I loved it, but it really freaked me out and was really much, very much so like a Halloween spooky movie, The Blair Witch Project. Ever watch that?
So I didn't, but it was obviously very popular in our day. And I did it is because I know it would terrify me. And then also it seemed very like when you film it, you know,
first found footage type of show
movie. And I understand that that was sort of the point to make it scary, but sometimes that can make me actually pretty nauseous.
Oh, it can. Is that why you avoided it? You were I don't want to be
nauseous. I'm like, I could have handled the scare, obviously.
Yeah,
because
you're
only
so
losers
tough.
Get scared
you're
at
so
stuff like
tough.
that. But, you know, when it
so you've
when
never
did that
seen
movie
it
come out?
Still?
No, I've never seen it.
I think it came out in 1999. I saw it like a year or two later. And it was also, by the way, set in Maryland. It's in a fictional town in Maryland, but like I remember living in Maryland and everyone was terrified. It wasn't clear, I think, to my age group, at least. I don't know how old I would have been, 12 or something at that point, 13. It wasn't clear that it was like a movie. Like people my age thought that it was like a
documentary
of found footage of all this crazy shit that happened in
when
the
that came
woods.
out.
And it.
Well, because it was the first one that was like a believable footage like that. Like that.
Right.
That like started that genre of like that like started that
go.
Genre of paranormal activity. Sorry, I was checking the date of Blair Witch Project.
Yes, that's right. What you're saying, the paranormal activity of it all, for sure.
Well, right, but like Blair Witch was certainly it came out in 99.
That's what I said.
So you were like 13. 12, 13.
But can I tell you?
It's good though.
You should watch it. You should if you want a little bit of a spook, you should watch it because I will say this: the final scene in that movie,
just the trailer.
The final scene in that movie, if you've watched it, you know what I'm talking about. I won't spoil it for Darren, for a movie that's been out for 20 years.
Yeah, don't spoil it now,
no.
John. I kept it going this long.
But I'm saying the last scene in that movie, scared the shit out of me. And I'm not going to spoil it, but when I walk into a room now that would even come close to resembling that final scene, I get a little spooked and freaked out, and I think about this movie. That's how scary it is, actually.
I
So
mean,
you
I
should watch
remember
it.
that being, it was like The Strangers. Like, these were genuinely like terrifying movies of our time. I mean, I watched The Descent, Paranormal Activity, and The Strangers in college. All three of those movies terrified the fuck out of me. I think my favorite witches movie is going to be The Witches. I love The Craft,
I don't know if
but
I've
I think
seen
it's
that. Oh, The
The Witches with
Craft is a good one.
Angelica Houston. You ever see
I
it?
don't think I've seen that. I know what you're talking about. I don't think I've seen it, though.
It's phenomenal. It's great. I'm gonna look. I think also a 90s movie, but just with purple eyes. Oh, it was
Oh, my
great
God.
movie. Great
Well, try
movie.
to watch The Blair Witch Project, please, will you?
I
Homework?
will. I
All
will. Okay. I gotta take the SATs, listen to our NMR on
right. I know.
Patreon if you want to know that
Oh,
we're
let's
taking an
mention.
SATs. Yeah.
We should mention this because the NMR came out on Patreon. Not everyone is on Patreon, although why aren't you guys? You know, come
Although
on.
we're gonna say our scores on Patreon because I don't want that shit to be public.
Oh, you don't want that to be public. So we were talking on NMR this week that we want to take the SATs now and see what our scores are. So if you're interested, sign up on Patreon and Darren will tell you her score only on Patreon while I'll tell my score no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
putting in your
And just
report
so
there.
everyone knows, John thought it was out of 1400. I just want everyone to know. But like, listen to our
I'm
NMR.
gonna
These he
probably have
said.
to go get my yearbook and show you what the club was, because the yearbook
You're
said 1400 club. Darren
that's
thinks it's out of 1600. All right. Anyways, people are listening. Like, why do I listen to this show?
guys, I know, and that's a fair point. Let's get into the case this
Yeah.
week. And it
Yes.
is our last Halloween kind of spooky. I mean, they're all spooky, right? Because you're shaking and stirred. But this is
Absolutely.
actually going to be an author that you know. Let me tell you something. It's going to be an author that you know, but one that you're really, I personally was not overly familiar with, given how much I actually have
Really?
listened about Edgar Allan Poe over the years. And Edgar Allan Poe is a great name,
Oh,
arguably a
for
great name.
sure.
But no, I didn't really know much about his
Oh,
life.
like his life. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I knew about it
I mean,
because
you were an English major, so maybe
I was
you
an English
had a
major.
right.
I had a really high SAT score.
You got a 14 out of 14
I
on
got
your
a
SATs.
1400 out of 2400. It was amazing. No, yes, I was an English major, so that definitely contributed to it. But also being from Maryland, we'll get into it in today's episode.
Yes.
Edgar Allan Poe had quite a history here, especially in the Baltimore area. So, where a lot of my family's from and where I visit. So we'll get into all that in a second. But yeah, I'm excited about this because Megan pitched this to us and I was like, oh, that's an
Yeah, why
off the beat
not?
type of one. Let's try that for a Halloween-ish episode.
But let me just say, okay, so I wasn't an English major. So for me, the only things I could really tie to Edgar Allan Poe were like The Raven and just like every time I think of Edgar Allan Poe, I just think of like a like Shakespearean skull that's like black. I don't
Yeah,
really know
that's
why,
fair.
probably because of The Raven, but just
He
like
was dark. He was dark.
very macabre guy. Did
Very
you
much.
get to, did you have like a full like, did you have to read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah.
Like, what do you know of him
Well,
before we know this? Yeah.
I knew a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. I read The Fall of the House of Usher, which is like must read. Oh my God. It is such a cool
It's Usher, by the way.
Usher. Usher.
No, it's
Oh, Usher.
Usher.
Yeah, it's Usher. You know, the famous rapper Usher. No, The Fall of the House of Usher. Which I believe I analyzed in like AP English my senior year. And I remember like
Sure.
s there's so much great, fascinating, like kind of magical imagery from The Fall of the House of Usher. By the way, I know I recently mentioned one of my teachers that passed away, unfortunately, Jane Roderick in a recent episode. She was my AP
Yes.
English teacher. And I remember learning about a lot of Edgar Allan Poe stuff in her classes, and she taught me a lot of this stuff and just how to analyze prose and what the symbolism really could mean. And you know, I love that shit. That's why I was an English major, because it was fun to unravel a lot of that stuff. I also read The Telltale Heart, I think. I want to say I did. But The Fall of the House of Usher and The Raven are, I think, the two of the biggest kind of things that Edgar Allan Poe is
I
known
wouldn't have
for.
even known what the fall of the House of Usher was. For someone who reads a lot, which I do, I
Yeah,
read a
yeah, yeah.
lot. I haven't read a lot of the classics of a lot of people, shockingly. And I really want to
Well,
go back and kind of read those, what I would call high school college reads, maybe.
yeah. Well, Fall of the House of Usher is a short story too, so it doesn't, you don't even have to get commit to a full book for that one.
Oh, good. Right up your alley, John.
Yeah, right up my alley. Like, oh,
Yeah.
I gotta go watch a Marvel show now. Finally, the short story is over. I love short stories. The yellow wallpaper. Like my English background, I have so many short stories for some reason. A lot of my lit classes were just short story anthologies that we'd have to buy, and it was really fun.
Interesting.
Good time. Yeah. Anyway, let's get into the show because there's a
Yeah.
lot of very sussy details that went down with Edgar Allan Poe's death, to the point that there could be some true crime involved. So as
Oh.
yeah, and as Darren mentioned, within the literary world, sorry, magic is literally like doing sprints, zoomies again. Within the literary world, Edgar Allan Poe is known for his writings, poetry, and literary criticisms. I'm sorry, I'm so distracted because I can't tell if he's
I mean, you're, I know.
yelping.
You're,
You
well,
can
let
see
him
me in the
be.
video. I'm like nervous.
I know, but you can't
Yeah,
see
he's
him. So
good.
you
Yeah,
really
he's
look
good.
just like freaked out at nothing because we have our backgrounds up.
Yeah,
So you're just like,
exactly. Yeah, no, it's true. I know. It's like, what am I doing? By the way, this can be a special moment for the episode. Do you want to see the pumpkin that I painted? You may have seen it on social media,
sure.
but I'm going to put it on YouTube and Patreon right now. I painted a pumpkin recently. Hold on, let me just make sure you can see it. And it's in the colors of magic, you
It's
guys.
magic. With
Isn't
his
it cute?
white little dimple.
Not my proudest moment, but by the way, look what's on the back.
And why the
Scary and dead.
Oh yeah, that's scary death. Why the
Yeah.
purple handle of the board?
Just to give it a little color, just to add a little
Okay.
spice. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's for all you guys on Patreon early and on
That's an
YouTube after the
exclusive.
episode. That's an
Yes.
exclusive. Wah, wah, wah,
Oh,
wah. There you go.
yep.
All right. Anyway, back to the story. So some of Edgar Allan Poe's most notable works are, of course, The Telltale Heart, The Raven, The Cask of Amontillado, and The Fall of the House of Usher. As I lose my voice. As I said, if you have a moment, read the short story, Fall of the House of Usher. It's worth it. It's spooky. It's magical. It's fun. Anyway, Poe was born in Boston, Massachusetts on January 19th, 1809, kind of close to my B-day, but he is a Capricorn, not an Aquarius, just so you
Oh.
know. So his father abandoned the family in 1810, and when Eliza died the following year, Poe was taken in by John and Frances Allen of Richmond, Virginia. A lot of people named John back in those days, including my
And these
great-great-grandfather, who I
days.
was named after. Yeah.
Ah.
The couple never formally adopted Edgar, actually, but he lived with them well into his young adulthood. And in 1826, Poe enrolled in the University of Virginia, but was only able to come up with a third of the money he needed for tuition. Though he had a wealthy godfather, the man refused to provide the full amount. So,
Interesting.
yeah, interesting background there. By the end of the first term, he was burning furniture to stay warm and
Oof.
gambling to try to make ends meet. So not a lot of like kind of smart, healthy decisions going on here. I don't know exactly what his financial means were, but I would assume if you're burning furniture in an attempt to stay warm and
Or
alive,
gambling, at least to like try and make more money than limited options.
Well, specifically, he left school after only a year due to his lack of money. He actually ended up enlisting in the army, which his godfather bought him out of.
Oh.
So I guess he was like trying to keep him out of that situation.
I guess, but not enough to like keep him in school.
Yeah, that's which is odd. Well, Poe then enrolled in West Point, but when he was expelled for missing drills and classes, he decided to move in with his aunt, Maria Clemm. Now, this allowed him the time, resources, and stability that he needed in order to begin writing his poetry and short stories. One of these early works actually won a contest, which led Poe to being hired to fill an editorial position at the Southern Literary Messenger in Richmond, Virginia. So, early signs here, you could say, in a sense, that he was a prolific, maybe not prolific yet, but a
Interested in
very,
writing and
yeah, very
obviously good
talented writer.
enough. And it's interesting sometimes how it's like you're just born sometimes with a natural gift, and this kind of seems like what it is. He just no one really told him to get into writing. Obviously he was good at school, but like given the time and the resources available that he's not burning furniture, he can actually do what he loves.
Yeah, and I, not to compare myself to Edgar Allan Poe by any means.
Oh, God.
I'm
You're
not
like,
Edgar
but
Allan Poe. But if I can toot my own horn here, I
literary prowess is up there.
well, I remember like late in my high school years, like Jane Roderick, my teacher that tragically passed away recently, really kind of helped me understand why I had a knack for it and what my talent was and how to develop it. And I did win some awards and was like published in some poetry journals and like, so
Oh.
I do have some, yeah, exactly. So take everything back that you just said.
You have a little
So
Poe in you.
I have a little Poe in me. Yeah, I do. And I loved it. I actually, when I first started college, I was in it for creative writing. I was really interested in becoming like a poet or like some kind of like creative writer.
Wow.
But something hit me about my sophomore year where I was like, what kind of jobs can you get
That would
being a
be.
poet? As I spend all this money, as I look at my very expensive diploma from West Virginia University. So I did switch, but it's still something I love to do. So I
Well, yeah.
appreciate where he is in his life at this point.
Obviously, I don't know much about poetry, but I imagine to be good at it, it's obviously a skill and it takes like a certain observational
Yeah.
or introspective personality to do. But it also maybe feels like something you could do on your own time, but
Yeah.
it's a craft that you have to hone, and I imagine it's difficult.
I'm glad you said that because I actually have a thought for us, another idea. Why don't we, let's be honest, we do a lot of writing in our careers, right? We do. I certainly do, and I'm sure you do to some extent. Darren, I think it's time that you flex your poetry writing skills here, and I want you to write a poem about me. And I'm
Okay.
going to write a
I
poem
gotta
about
take the
you.
SATs and
Yeah,
now I
you
gotta write a
do.
poem about you. Let me write it down in my
Absolutely.
notebook
And I'm
somewhere.
going to write a poem about you. It can be in any format, any stanza, any rhythm that
Any
you want.
iambic
Yeah, any
pentameter I choose.
iambic pentameter if you choose. And send it to me, and I'll post it on Patreon first as an exclusive on Patreon first, but then we'll eventually share it in other places as needed, like the Facebook group and et cetera. How do you feel about that?
How long does the poem have to be?
However long you want. It's your creative license. Don't do it right now on the show. Darren.
I'm not. I'm writing a note that I can do it. I'm writing a note that I can do it.
Okay. It's something to think about. I'll text you and remind you, but maybe make it spooky in a sense. And don't use ChatGPT.
Any other parameters, Mom?
Well, I'm saying if it's spooky, we can put it on there for Halloween as we approach
First off,
Halloween.
you think I'm going to cheat on the SATs. And then you're like, oh, don't use ChatGPT to write me a poem. Who am I?
Yeah. All right. I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you
Who am I
know.
to you?
All
Anyway,
right. Let's get back to the
let's get
case.
back to your doppelganger, your career doppelganger, Edgar
That's
Allan
right.
Poe.
That's right.
Well, in 1836, when Edgar was 27, he married his 13-year-old cousin, Virginia
Yeah.
Clem. And I think this is just one of those reminders of just that the times were different. And I think
How was this legal even back then?
I think in some states you can marry your cousin
Okay. I
still.
guess where are they? They're still in Virginia. Okay.
And her
Well.
name is Virginia Clem. Anyway, while their marriage was reportedly happy, the couple did struggle financially, while Edgar's work forced him to move between several cities, including Baltimore, Philadelphia,
That's
and
right.
New York City. Unfortunately, obviously different times here, Virginia, his wife, had died of tuberculosis in 1847 when she was just 24 years old. And Edgar actually passed away 2 years after that, but his death has sort of always been shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
Back in the day, medicine, you catch a disease. I mean, this is Oregon Trail shit, you know,
Right, right, right.
scarlet witch, scarlet fever, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly. By the end of 1847, Poe had fallen victim to alcohol abuse and had also gotten engaged to another woman, so he works pretty fast. And on September 27, Poe embarked on a business trip to Philadelphia, which was common practice for him by this time since he had been traveling and kind of shuttling between Baltimore, Philly, and New York City.
Right.
Now, for the next 5 days, Poe was completely off the grid, which is hilarious because, like, what does that mean on the
He
grid back in the early
turned
1800s?
his iPhone off. He
He
was
turned
not on
his.
Snapchat. He
He
got
did
off
not.
TikTok.
He's definitely off TikTok. He wasn't on the
Yeah.
gram. He
He
wasn't even on
wasn't doing
AOL.
dances. No, he wasn't on
No.
your For You page.
The point is, when we say this, it's just that like his, there's no like record of where he was. He didn't check into some sort of inn or establishment. There is
Right.
really no record of him at all anywhere by any shopkeepers. There's just no record of him. And on October 3rd, Poe was discovered by an employee of the Baltimore Sun, still around,
That's right.
Joseph W. Walker. Baltimore Sun is actually a very reputable paper.
It is.
Joseph W. Walker. Now, Poe was reported as being delirious, disheveled outside of a public house that was being used as a poll collection center. Now, granted, kind of this alcoholic stupor he could have been in. He
Right.
was wearing tattered clothes, was struggling to piece words together. Unfortunately, there were also reports that Poe wasn't wearing his own clothing, which sort of also adds to this mystery. Was he drugged? Did he put on the
Yeah,
wrong
was
person's
he?
clothes? Like, I mean, like, was he so
Yeah.
drunk he just didn't realize what, seeing a house with a bunch of people? And it's unclear what happened to him here.
Yeah.
But
Because he wasn't
Poe was,
able to explain it, by the way. So that's why they're like, what's going
because
on
he's
here?
delirious, he can
Yeah.
barely, you know. So Poe was taken to the Washington College Hospital where he was treated for his apparent intoxication, but never regained full consciousness to tell his account of what happened. So this seems like just kind of
Yeah.
too drunk to form words. I mean,
We'll get into some of the speculation here as well, but it almost sounds like a poisoning. You know, like when you
that's
hear
what
about
I,
people getting
yes.
poisoned and they act weird for a couple days and then die. This is what it sounds like to me.
Well, a few days later, tragically, Poe died on October 7th, just past midnight at eight at the age of 40, which feels actually like, yes, short, but also like older than probably a lot of his constituents. His first wife passed away when she was 24.
To
So
tuberculosis, that's true,
his death was apparently recorded as quote unquote brain swelling. All medical records and documents, including Poe's death certificate, have been lost. Almost as if they never existed. So,
Sussy.
very sussy. Why him? Why would they not keep
Oh.
medical records of brain swelling? Also, how would we even know that it was recorded as brain swelling if there was no records really available? So, something
Yeah.
must have been at least there to pronounce his death, but nothing, no like further autopsy. In fact, many believe that this missing document could have provided key insights into the cause of his death, but without it, speculation has grown about possible cover-ups, medical oversight, or even corruption tied to his passing. I could see them putting in, you know, brain swelling, like maybe he fell, right? And he was so
Right.
drunk that he couldn't
Yeah,
get
that's a
up.
good
And
point.
so he just kind of kept going. So the hospital recorded it as this, but then any other actual
Yeah.
information that we might know doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's very odd. I mean, even for the late or like mid 1800s, there was record keeping. It wasn't as like, you
And for
know,
a guy of some
prolific.
prominence,
Yeah.
obviously, you
Yeah,
know?
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Poe's funeral was a simple one, actually. It was held at 4 p.m. on Monday, October 8th, 1849 in Baltimore. As I mentioned, Baltimore City especially, you see a lot of Edgar Allan Poe sites. I think I remember seeing the like the tavern that he was found outside of or something at some point in my life. But he is a very big presence in the Baltimore area. Few people attended the ceremony, which lasted only 3 minutes in the
Wow.
cold, damp weather, and Poe was buried in an unmarked grave. Very on brand for him to be have a 3 minute ceremony in a cold, damp weather. That sounds and feels like Edgar Allan Poe to me. Over centuries, there have been
Does.
several theories about his death, as we just said. Now, the classic theory was that Edgar Allan Poe was a victim of alcohol poisoning or an alcohol-related illness. Now, we mentioned his struggles with alcoholism. They're very well recorded and widely known for him.
It
Also,
all that, sorry to interrupt. I'm just saying, like, that all makes sense because he was in the drunken stupor. Even having
yeah.
different clothes on, like, also makes sense depending on where he was, who he got in with. Maybe something
Yeah.
happened to his clothes and he had to borrow somebody else's at a house, whatever. We don't really know. But why all the records missing?
I know this is the weird thing. Like, especially if he, I don't know, he seems pretty well, he seems pretty together with it as a regular human being. So, like,
Right, but
what's
even if he
missing
drank
here?
himself to death, like what's the mystery behind that, considering it's well
Yeah.
known, you know? So
Right. No,
that
for sure.
it's like Barbra Streisand effect. It's like, don't look at that house over there. Well, then of course everyone's gonna look at that house over there. You know what I
Wait, what's
mean?
that? The Barbra Streisand, like, what does that
Oh, that
mean?
was like, it was like, I'm gonna get the paper wrong, but essentially she, there
Sorry to put
was
you on the
someone
spot.
photographing her house and she wanted to call in to this paper or something or real estate thing that's like, can you stop photographing my house? Now, because she said that, that complaint like got into the media.
Oh,
So
right.
everyone came to come look at her house where it was only like five people had looked at before. The point, the Barbra Streisand
Gotcha.
effect is a little bit like, don't look over here,
And then
right?
everyone does.
And of course, that's going to encourage everyone to kind of look over here. So I don't know. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
That's
It's just,
interesting. No,
yeah.
that's good. I just had never heard that before. So, according to Chris Semner, who is the curator of the Poe Museum, which, by the way, I have to go to now because I love all this, so I need to go see this. Chris says, quote, "It has been documented that after a glass of wine, he was staggering drunk. His sister had the same problem," end quote. So it does make you wonder, is this after a glass of wine, if someone's reacting this way, is it A, they've been like, what, roofied or had something slipped in their drink? Was that even a thing in the 1830s, 40s? I don't know. Or B, if his sister did have the same problem as this curator, Chris Semner says, maybe he just genetically had some sort of like allergy to it, you know?
Absolutely. I also want to know what wine was like back then.
Oh God, I know. It's certainly not like a Sutter House situation these days. Oh my God, I
So
miss
a good
wine.
bottle of Yellowtail.
Yeah, Yellowtail, exactly. Well, another theory suggests that actually Poe fell victim to an attack while he was in his inebriated state. This feels a little more likely based on what I know and what we're talking about
Especially with the
today.
clothes and the stumbling around. Sure.
Yeah, because of course a drunk man traveling alone makes for an easy target for thieves. And actually, it may explain his disheveled state when he was found, especially if, yeah, like to your point, he was wearing other people's clothes.
Right.
The third theory that is kind of the most prominent was that Poe was the victim of cooping, COOPING, which is a practice used by gangs to get multiple votes for their designated party. This is what I was alluding to earlier with the election hints going on here.
Interesting.
Basically, yeah, what would happen is the gang members would abduct people, often drunks or what people would refer to as bums back in those days, and send them through voting polls multiple times in various disguises because, you know, voting was a little different in the 1800s than it is in 2024. Let's just put it
And
that way.
let's not forget he was found
In different
outside
clothes,
a
yeah,
public house
potentially.
that was used as a poll collection
Exactly.
center. So yes, okay, that's interesting.
So during this time, voters were given a small drink after exiting the polls as a celebration, which Megan also included in our notes here, guys, which is a practice that we should really bring back, she says.
Totally,
We love that,
totally.
Megan. We
A
agree.
piece of cake, something.
Exactly. Oh, now we're
Yeah,
talking.
right?
If
What
Poe
about a
was
pumpkin
a
delight?
pumpkin delight came into my head and I didn't want to be that guy, but they're pretty good. I hope they're still around in November. If Poe was pushed, if you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to NMR. That's all I can say. If Poe was pushed through the poll multiple times, this may have greatly exacerbated his drunkenness. Because imagine he's getting a drink at the end of every poll so that it, you know, you're playing up the fact that it's the first time you went through. Oh, I'm going to celebrate. And may also explain, of course, why he was discovered outside of a poll center, as Darren just said. Our final theory is that Edgar Allan Poe died due to a brain tumor, actually, which are known, of course, to cause odd behavior in those who suffer from them. It's a tragic way to realize you have a brain tumor, and of course, tragically, if you pass away.
And brain swelling would make sense with this theory,
Yes,
considering that was
exactly.
recorded.
Yeah, no, exactly. Now, Poe's last recorded words were before his death were reportedly, quote, "Lord help my poor soul," end quote, which is so tragic. His state of mind was also reportedly to be highly agitated, and it was said that he would call out multiple times for a man named Reynolds, though no one knows who Reynolds was or why Poe seemed to be fixating on him. That just kind of gave me the chills, if I'm being honest with you. Shout out to anyone named Reynolds out there because Poe might be trying to talk to you through the afterlife or something here. Well, although Poe was buried in an unmarked grave, 26 years after his death, a statue was erected in the place that he was buried to honor him. I want to say I've seen this as well somewhere in the Baltimore
I'm
area.
sure you have, even
Yeah,
if
I'm
you didn't
sure I
know it
have
was
too.
him.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Yeah.
have to see exactly where he's buried after my segment here because I want to look it up. Anyway, during this process, actually, his body was exhumed for medical testing, which I didn't know, to see if they could answer the question about what caused his death. This was only 26 years after his death, so in the late 1800s, there's probably not a lot that they could figure out, but people were curious. Anyway, his coffin and body were in terrible condition, and upon trying to lift the coffin out of the ground, it broke, spilling Poe's remains.
Oh.
Talk about not being able to rest in peace. That's like a really unfortunate reality here. But
Certainly
again, slightly on
leaving.
brand, right, for
Yeah, I
him?
was gonna say, like, it also like it fits the macabre theme of this guy. It's interesting because workers actually noted that there was a mass rolling around in the skull.
Oh,
Now,
God.
at the time, news outlets reported it at Po as Poe's brain, quote, dried and hardened in the skull, the
Yeah.
cerebral mass evidenced no sign of disintegration or decay, though, of course, it is somewhat diminished. I can't imagine that it wouldn't, no sign of disintegration or decay after 30 years. Like, I just,
Something feels scary about
is
that,
that
I'll be honest with
true? Like, I
you.
just, like, how could that be? I mean, I'm
Yeah.
not obviously a mortician and I wouldn't necessarily know, but like, that seems odd. Now,
Yeah.
medically, brain tissue would have been some of the first material to decay upon death, and leading examiners to conclude that the mass was indeed a tumor that had hardened, rolling around in his skull. That
I first
also
of
seems
all,
far-fetched. But maybe they're just trying to fit this narrative like he had some sort of brain.
yeah, and also you have to remember that when someone's buried, God only knows what happens to the body. I mean, of course, people do know, but I'm just saying, like, I just feel like I
I
keep
don't know how
thinking,
it like disintegrates though,
I
and like
don't
I'm not sure
know.
yet formaldehyde. Like I
And
don't know.
not for nothing, but we've done a lot of cases over the years from this time frame. And let's just say that, especially when it comes to the dead, the stories are very exaggerated. They're not rooted in
Yes.
reality. I feel like they almost lean towards trying to tell people like folklore for the sake of telling the
Of
story,
course.
you
Yeah, right,
know?
exactly. Like the brain
Yeah.
tumor just it like the brain would disintegrate, but the tumor wouldn't, like the hardened tumor. Like that
Right.
just seems.
It's
Now,
odd.
according to author Matthew Pearl, quote, a New York physician once told Poe that he had a lesion on his brain that caused his adverse reactions to alcohol.
Okay. Well,
That would also track to the narrative, I guess, to some extent.
that's what a doctor says, so we'll take the doctor at its word. I'm
Well,
not
what
going to
makes.
speculate.
I'm not speculating, but what
Yeah.
makes the poet's death so interesting is that none of the theories as to the cause of his death rule out kind
Yeah.
of any other
Yeah,
theories.
that's
So
true.
all of them are really possible. That's what's
Yeah,
really
they are.
interesting here. Poe could have conceivably been predisposed to reacting badly to alcohol due to his undiscovered tumor,
Right.
gone to a bar anyway, gotten kidnapped, beaten, sent to the polls, given more alcohol, left for dead, and was ultimately unable to recover due to his brain tumor. I mean, all of them kind of feed into each other, and all of them could
Right.
be their own theories in and of themselves. The polling center seems
Yeah.
very interesting, especially if they're targeting drunks, but doesn't necessarily mean why he died. Now, other theories
Right.
such as cholera, rabies, carbon monoxide poisoning, or syphilis, which were kind of more common, obviously, back in the day, have also been posed as theories, but none of them has much evidence to kind of contribute. And like, of course, that could have happened. Like,
Right, yeah.
he could have been bitten by something. Like, of course. Now, though his death is a little eerie and macabre as the stories he wrote, Edgar Allan Poe is known as one of the literary
Yeah.
Goliaths of U.S. literary history. It would sort it, I mean, his name still today can evoke, even though I've never really even read anything, can still evoke. I have
Yeah.
this dark image of him, so what a reputation. His works are studied in schools across the world, of course. A literary prize called the Edgar is named in his honor, and his books are found in the home of certainly every goth out there and every John Thrasher, I think.
Yeah, I might have an idea. I do have an, oh, you know what I just
Oh.
remembered? I have to find this now. You just reminded me as you said that. I have a book that was published in 1890. That is like his complete works, and it's like real old,
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I
Like,
found it in like a yard sale or something one day. I just
that's
remembered I have that.
cool.
I'm gonna have to dig that up. Yeah, and by the way, I found out some details about where he is buried. So Poe was buried after a small funeral at the back of Westminster Hall and burying ground, but his remains were moved to a new grave with a larger monument, as we said. The newer monument also marks the burial place of Poe's wife, Virginia, and his mother-in-law, Maria. And it looks like it's again in Baltimore. And I want to say it's, where did I just want to make sure. Poe is now buried on the grounds of Westminster Hall and Burying Ground, now part of the University of Maryland School of Law in Baltimore. So I don't know that I've seen that. I doubt I've been there, but I kind of remember this monument as I'm looking at it. So anyway, interesting. He's very much tied to Baltimore, and as a Marylander, I feel very connected to him. What if I'm the reincarnated soul? I'm a writer. I like to drink. From time to time. I vote. I was very drawn to the fall of the House of Usher. I even did some art. I made art around that short story. What do you think?
Totally.
You think I'm
I
him?
think definitely. I think the
Thank
evidence
you.
is there. I think it's
Thank you.
conclusive. Is that why the Baltimore Ravens?
Yes, that is why they're the Ravens. Yes.
Because of Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, fun facts. That's how much of
Wow,
an
what an
influence he had.
impact.
Yes, that's the impact of Edgar Allan Poe. I love that you just
Wow.
made that connection too. Yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah,
I never
that's like
thought
I you
about
know what's
that.
funny? That's like one of those things I feel like I learned in literally like fourth grade or something that like every Marylander just kind of knows in the back of their head, but that kind of forgets.
It's funny because my friend, I was just hanging out with her. We went to college together and she recently went back to our old college and she was telling me all the new things that happened to it. And I was like, it was like Lafayette's so pretty in the fall. I was like, it's such an arboretum. And she's like, it's so funny you said that it's an arboretum because the people who I was with, she was like, yeah, it's like a known arboretum. And they thought I was crazy. And I was like, no, that's like a fact that I knew all throughout college. Like, there's just some things you
Yeah.
just
You
absorb,
just
and to
kind of
other people
figure
are
out. Yeah.
like, where did you
Right.
get this? I just never thought about Baltimore Ravens being, I
Yeah.
never put two and two together.
There you go. Love it.
Who would have thought?
Who
Well,
would have thunk it
John,
out?
what a great case. Very interesting about Edgar
Yeah.
Allan Poe, and that his death is so shrouded in mystery. Let us know what you guys think. If you read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe, I'd be very curious. Maybe I'm the only one in the world didn't know that the Ravens were named after Edgar Allan Poe, but
No.
please call me an idiot in the comments, but I wanted to end on some listener shout outs. And of
Yeah,
course, say,
let's
I
do
hope
that.
everyone had a great Halloween. But Brittany on Facebook wanted some clarification on the Menendez brothers, saying, quote,
Yes.
are the Menendez brothers free or are they getting a new trial? I'm confused. Please tell me the details. And John, I know you posted a response to this, so I'm going to let you take this one away.
Yeah, she also posted in all caps, please tell me the details, which by the way, I love that Brittany is coming to us for those details. I really do
Course.
appreciate that. Yeah, I posted in that. I said we're going to talk about it in a future episode, but basically what happened, and we did release a bonus episode both in our feed and on YouTube and on Patreon, discussing some of this. But basically, the DA has officially recommended that they be resentenced to a judge. So the DA can't just say they're
Right.
free. They have to recommend the resentencing. The significance is this is the same people that prosecute, it was the state versus the Menendez brothers. So like this is the
Right.
same office that prosecuted them. So the same office is like, hey guys, we might have fucked this up and it's time to resentence. The judge then has to agree, first of all, with the DA, and then offer up a resentencing. So the DA is re recommending a new sentence of 50 years to life, which sounds bad, but ex here's how this works with the possibility of parole, by the way. So as such, at the ages of their conviction, I think they were like at, I think they were 26 maybe or something like that, maybe even younger.
Younger,
If
yeah.
the judge agrees with the DA's recommendation, that means that they would immediately be eligible for parole. So, because they have the possibility of parole attached to their 50 years to life. Then a parole board would then take on their case and would have to decide and assess their behavior, which, by the way, has been 100% perfect. Everybody knows this. They're very model
They've helped
citizens.
for other,
Yeah.
model prisoners, helped with other people who have been through sexual abuse,
Right.
have pretty much stayed silent and kept their, they haven't even kept their innocence. There's nothing to keep. They
Yeah,
admit their
sadly
guilt.
true.
It's not like Scott Peterson, who's claimed innocence this entire time, and we
Right.
can't know if he's
True.
done it or not. These boys did it, so it's just a special case about sentencing. But
Which
yes,
is, by the way, why the DA is re recommending 50 years to life. The DA himself was like,
right,
a crime was
they killed
committed
him,
here. We know that.
right,
We know that. That's not the problem. It's really a matter of the motivation,
right.
the lack of the evidence that was not allowed to be included. And we've talked about this a million times. So after the parole board assesses their behavior, then they would grant them parole and then they would be free. So there are several more steps, frankly. There's not an update really to share at this point. I mean, we're not going to track every single thing that happens here, but when there is big news about this, which we do expect, I think before Thanksgiving is what most people are
I mean, within the
saying.
next month, I would imagine, just
Yeah.
imagine the press that this has gotten. They wouldn't do this unless there was some like
Yeah.
kind of let's go
For
Adnan
sure.
Syed giddy up about this. So yeah, we're going to expect to probably report on this probably pretty sooner rather than later, I
Yeah.
would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Brittany, thank you for asking us for the clarification. Hopefully, this explains it all to you. Darren, rounding out this week's episode and listener shout outs, I wanted to give another special shout out to Dawn Brewington in our Facebook group, who made sure, Darren, that we were aware of Taco Bell's five new retro items that are now on their
Oh,
menu.
some are better than others, but let that 90s one slaps. I'm
Yeah.
into it. Not sure how I feel about the 2000s, but the 90s slaps for sure.
Yeah, if you want to hear what we thought about it, you can join our Patreon where we talked about it on this week's NMR episode.
We went in full dive on Diet Coke and Taco Bell, so just
Yeah, we
like
did.
you're gonna want to listen for those like intellectual thoughts and theories, and
Yeah,
obviously
absolutely.
don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. You can smash that subscribe button wherever that is. Exactly, John. Thank you. You can smash that
You're
subscribe button.
welcome.
Everyone, you got to say goodbye. You got to see the Halloween background at least for the last time because next week
Yeah.
we're not going to be having it anymore because it's post-Halloween. We hope everyone had an incredible Halloween. John, I'm going to go as you. You're going to go as me.
Well, I'm looking forward to your poem, by the
Me
way,
too.
for
Yes,
Patreon.
and our SAT scores. So make sure
SAT
that you
scores and
sign up for
poems.
Patreon
Yes, yeah, sign
to
up for
hear
Patreon.
these words from
You can,
us.
yes, to hear the words, to hear Quoth the Raven, Quoth the Darren Evermore.
Ah,
You like that one? I kind of just
I
came up
did.
with that one on the
Why
spot
is a
there.
raven like a
Oh.
writing desk? Oh,
Yeah. Oh.
okay. Oh.
Yeah. Yes, that'll be on Patreon. You can sign up for as little as $5 a month. This is going to go on to the quote, the poems will be available to everyone on Patreon. So sign up now for as little as $5 a month. You can get it even cheaper if you sign up annually. I can't tell you how grateful we are for those of you who have signed up for Patreon. It really keeps the show going. We have to pay for our audio booms and our other things that keep the show going over here. So we really do appreciate you helping us out. We love connecting with all of you guys on Patreon, no matter what level of a supporter you are. So thank you very much. Look forward to the poems this week, Darren. And that's
Yeah,
it.
I hope everyone had a great holiday. We will be back next week with another riveting case. I will still be in New York, so I apologize for any
She's a New
sound mic
Yorker for a while,
issues,
you
but
guys. Yeah.
just blame John. Do what I
No,
do.
I don't think so.
When in doubt.
All right. See you guys next time. Love you. Bye.
Bye.